It's the post-match show. It's John Gibbons hosting after Liverpool have lost to Brighton 3-0. I'm joined by Neil Atkinson and Dan Austin in a quite lovely Grand Central pub right by Brighton Station. We've got the train back. We've got a long drive ahead of us. It's not much fun at the moment, Neil. It's not much fun watching them. It's not much fun getting beat. Brighton are a good side, but yeah, it's pretty abject from the Reds.
It's horrible watching them at the minute. They're absolutely awful. They were absolutely dreadful. Front to back today, again, from minute one. We walked out on 83, in case anything happens after 83, I'm saying that in a sense. I've not walked out, but in part because of what we do, but I've not walked out of a ground, I don't think, since Leicester. And it reminds me a lot of Leicester in 2016, when Vardy got the brace, where it was just absolutely atrocious, and felt very, very similar, just completely dispiriting. Really, really was. That if there's any sort of level of semi-jauntiness in my voice, it's because one, we're in Brighton and Brighton's great, and two, Everton got beat. Genuinely, that's obviously a factor. But from a Liverpool point of view, every single football I thought was dreadful. The manager changed it. He was obviously trying to do something a bit different. It worked so poorly, it made them even less confident. And I've been saying recently that the performances are like, they're eroding each other, the team's eroding itself, and today I think it's almost like the end of that process of absolute erosion. They've eroded themselves down to effectively nothingness. I couldn't really tell you what Liverpool's blueprint was today. You can watch them get beat at times and go, well, at least you can see what they were trying to do. I couldn't tell you that. I couldn't tell you how they were trying to score a goal. I don't know whether or not the decision to change the shape is impacted by the Nunez not being fit thing.